KTLO-FM 97.9 in Mountain Home, the voice of the Twin Lakes area.
Good morning. Welcome into Gardening in the Ozarks. On a Saturday morning, the ninth day of November. Vicki, have you ever seen a bluer sky than what we got this morning?
And it's gorgeous out there. I think we finally hit fall. We went through winter last week a little bit, and this has been the craziest fall we've ever had, but it is exquisite out there today. Need to get out and, well, just look around your garden. Don't plant anything particularly.
First things first, your house, Phil.
He's fine. Thank you very much. He is doing really well. We had a few couple of weeks that were kind of a mess, but he's doing good, and we appreciate all the cards and comments, and he's back up.
You showed me the pictures, and it reminded me of that Jack Nicholson movie when the lady come in here and said, oh!
No. That's how I felt most every day the last 2 weeks. Oh!
But it all went well.
It went very well. We appreciate Dr. Nice, who did such a great job, and all the staff. Just wonderful people.
They're good, aren't they?
Wonderful people to have on your side.
That's
for sure.
And
thank you.
What did we get there?
Well, we got this wonderful bag of treats, and can't wait to cut into some more ripe ones. And thank you, Ted, for thinking of us. He said he had a crop of from 700 to 900. So bless you.
Oh, man.
Welcome back, Bob. you went on this cruise.
Yeah. Back with pneumonia.
We're really glad to see you. We missed you.
If I was on a cruise today, I'd just jump overboard. Put an end to it.
No, I hope not. Well, smooth sailing, as they say. From now on, let's look toward Thanksgiving and be thankful.
Holidays are coming up. Kicked it off yesterday with the Red Kettle kickoff there at the Salvation Army.
I heard that was a great success. I was sorry we were not able to attend.
Nothing on the Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar this morning. Bull shows 4 on 666.61. North Fork 1 on 557.61, 44 the high yesterday, 27 the overnight low, 45 is the current. Sunny with a high today of 62, southwest winds at 5 to 10, tonight clear, low of 39, southwest winds 5 to 10 in the evening. Sunday, sunny, high of 69 degrees. Sunday night, increasing cloudiness with a 50% chance of rain after midnight, low of 38. Veterans Day, a 90% chance of rain, much colder, high of 40, temperatures falling into the lower 30s. Then Monday night, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of light snow in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, colder, low of 19. Tuesday, sunny, high of 34. Tuesday night, mostly clear, low of 17. And Wednesday, sunny, high of 41. I guess you can go ahead and cut back on your asparagus then.
I think if you haven't by now, get out there this weekend and do it. Because, boy, we're hitting the deep freeze. That's going to be really a shock.
7 after 10, we'll be back with your calls and your comments. Phone number is 425-5522, 888-884-0364. The email is vicki@ktlo.com.
Flippin' Fancy Flowers is a full-service floral shop that specializes in weddings, funerals, proms, and other special events. They also offer tuxedo rentals, specialty balloons, and gift items. While you're there, sample their gourmet coffees. Flippin' Fancy Flowers makes beautiful silk arrangements that will make a statement in any home or office. Also, if you're short on time, they deliver. Flippin' Fancy Flowers on East Main Street in Flippin'. Let them know you heard them on the radio and get 10% off your purchase.
We are all careful when making choices that affect us and our families. At Roller Funeral Homes, we encourage you to use that same care when choosing a funeral home. Everyone knows they're not all alike, but not everyone knows what the differences really are. This is Renata Jenkins-Byler inviting you to come by your hometown Roller Funeral Home today. See for yourself what sets us apart from the rest and why we say thank you once again to Arkansans for voting us best of the best year after year. Roller Funeral Homes, with all our respect.
Carl Wayne's Nursery is saying goodbye to summer and hello to fall. Here at Carl Wayne's Nursery, you can find all the indoor and outdoor fall decor you need. We have mums in all sizes, pansies, violas, cool weather veggies, and 3 acres of trees and shrubs. Carl Wayne's Nursery has a full line of organic gardening supplies, and we have the answers to all of your gardening questions. Come by and see us at 1151 East 9th Street, Mountain Home, or give us a call at 870-425-6966.
spirit guide, one who offers direction, knowledge, and a path to your ultimate destination. That sums up the exceptional staff at Midtown Spirits pretty well. They're known for helping their customers find the perfect beverage for any occasion, making it a unique, fun experience. It's no wonder Midtown is imitated, but never duplicated. Visit Midtown Spirits, consult with your very own spirit guide, and you'll see why they are your one-stop spirit shop. Midtown Spirits, across from Hardee's, Mountain Home.
9 after the hour of 9, Saturday morning, the phone lines are open, 425-5522. 888-884-0364, and let's go to line 5. The Vicky, let's try something else. Line 4, the Vicky.
Hello? Vicky?
Yeah?
Wanted to know, when's the right time of the year to fertilize your roses?
Fertilize your roses early spring. It's too late now. You don't want them to put off new growth. They're going dormant now, and so just let them have at it.
Okay, well, can they be trimmed now?
No, next early spring.
Oh.
It's too late. If you prune them now, they would tend to think it's spring and try to grow. Now, then you can always take out any old branches, any broken branches.
Yeah, dead branches.
Yeah, anytime. And the other thing that I was going to mention, too, is you might want to throw some mulch in and around them, making sure that you leave about an inch or two around the main trunk open. But go ahead and pile some mulch on them. Straw is really good for that, and that would be a good idea as we go into this next couple of really cold nights.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
425-5522, 888-884-0364, line 5. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Vicki.
Hi.
I'm calling about some strawberries.
Uh-huh.
The internet says to put straw on them.
Mm-hmm.
After the ground is 40 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had a hard frost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was it 26 degree a hard frost?
Well, yeah, if you look outside, you know, like when we look outside and we see this heavy, we've had a couple of heavy frosts already, actually. Now, in certain areas, if you're close to the river, maybe not so much. But like in our area, we've had a hard frost. So, yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about the technicality because the plants don't know the difference. But if the ground is kind of frozen and it's gotten really cold, it's time to mulch.
Well, I turned around and looked at my plants yesterday, and they're still growing good.
Well, yeah, but look what we're getting ready to have hit us.
Okay. Today'd be a good day to...
Either today or you know, next Tuesday. Whichever you want to get out. I'd rather get out today and go ahead and mulch them some. Not real heavy, and then after this really cold front, go ahead and mulch them heavy.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Let's go to line 4, Vicki. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Vicki. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I bought some burning bushes in the big store, and I've got them home, and I'm starting to think, should I wait a while before I plant them, like maybe a week or so, or should I get them in the ground today?
Are they bare root, or are they in pots?
They're in pots.
It's pretty much up to you. I don't know that I would plant them today. I might wait. You don't want to wait till the ground freezes because then you can't, number one.
Oh,
if you
sure.
want, I don't think it would hurt to go ahead and plant them today, one day or the other. 24 hours is not going to make that much difference. The main thing is that if you do plant them today, and I don't know what the moisture content will be because if it's frozen, it's not going to do you any good. I would make sure that you plant them, if you plant them today or tomorrow, which are going to be nice days to be out, make sure that you moisten the roots really well or the plant really well, not soaking wet, but make sure that dirt that you replant in is moist because you don't want the freeze to go directly in. And if it's dry, the freeze will go through the dirt or the soil and freeze the roots. And so you want them to be moist so they will not freeze, and that's the main thing.
Oh, okay.
Or you could wait and hold them until, you know, the next time we have a kind of a mild spell, which I'm sure we will have.
I'm sure we're going to get back to record weather, but
yeah.
sooner or later.
right. Whatever suits you, actually, frankly.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. 14. Bye.
14 after the hour of 10, 425-5522. 888-884-0364. The email is vicki@ktlo.com.
One of the things I really did want to mention was about the mulching and the things that have not been mulched. It's a really good idea to do so, and especially for roses at this point, one of the things that you want to do is you want to, if you have not mulched them, you want to put some fresh new new mulch about 2 to 3 inches deep around the roses, and it's been really cold, and make sure that, like I mentioned to the gentleman that I just talked to, make sure that the soil is damp before we go into this freeze. I don't know. I haven't really had a chance to be out in the garden in the last several days, and so I'm not sure what the soil is like, and it might be different in different locations. But if you're planting or mulching anything, make sure that that soil that you are getting ready to mulch over or that you're getting ready to plant in is moist before we go into this deep freeze that we're getting ready to have. And we've got another caller.
Line 4 with Vicki. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I have a blueberry bush that wintered quite well the last two winters. And it's in a pot, and it's about 3.5 feet tall. But I'm wondering now if this is going to be a really, really hard winter. I've sheltered it kind of between the back of the house and part of the deck, which is giving it a little shelter. But what should I do? I mean, should I leave it out if we're going to have a really hard winter, or what should I do?
Well, they're bred to be out in the weather, and if they've made it through the last two, I think it'll be fine. I think that any precautions you need to take would be mainly what I've been mentioning, is that make sure the soil in the pot itself, and pots dry out a lot faster than the soil,
right.
You know, in
yep.
the ground. So make sure that soil is moist. And if
okay.
it were me, I would probably pile a bunch of straw up and around the pot itself. What size pot is it in?
Oh, goodness. It's about, let me see. I'd say the pot itself is about a foot and mm-hmm. a half tall.
Okay.
And it's got to be at least a foot and a half or more across.
Well, that's a nice sized pot. So it'll take a bit of doing. You know, if you have a little 9-inch pot or something, the freeze will go right through. But that sounds
right.
like a really good one. And I would make sure the soil in that pot is moist, that
okay.
it's kind of under protection. If we get some sleet or anything that with this coming front, and that pull it back, you know, just because it'll be better for it, and
right.
Toss a bunch of leaves and stuff to mulch it, making sure that soil is moist. That is the key here for just about anything that is newly planted or in mm-hmm. pots that's outside.
Okay.
That soil has got to be moist so that the freeze will not go through and freeze the roots, and this is the whole goal.
Right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
425-5522, 888-884-0364. The numbers to call.
Excuse me.
Sure.
That,
I feel your pain.
You certainly hear the mess for sure. So the main message today is go out and moisten the soil around your plants, because that's what we need to do. And if you haven't already, make sure your gladiola corms are dug up by now. I would hope that you'd have that done, and you can store them easily in a paper sack. They usually will not go through a winter here. That's the main thing. And when you do dig them, make sure that, and this is true of any bulbs that you're digging, caladiums or otherwise, make sure that there are no rotten spots on them, because that will, if they're rotten spots and you store them, those rotten spots will move to others in the bag.
Let's go back to our phone lines, and you're on with Vicki. Go ahead, please.
Well, there he left. I guess they left.
Call back. When you call back, on 425-5522 or 888-884-0364. Numbers to call.
And if you have things that are frost tender, kind of like some lettuces and even spinach and things like that, that could be hurt by any ice particles that fall, you can use some, they have these really neat things that you can purchase, floating row covers that are really great, that let the light in, and you want to make sure before a hard freeze that happens. Or if you're like me, you can just use a thick layer or mulch of straw. Now, let me define straw. Straw is a different product from hay. Hey, hey there. H-A-Y. Oh, have we got somebody on the line?
Yeah, but I've got them on a different phone.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Boy, that work I've gone through to get this phone call on.
Oh, no. Are they there?
Are you there? All right, now hold on. Good morning. Are you there? They need to call back on 425-5522 or 888-84, and it will be a lot easier. 888-84-0364.
Shall we try it?
Let's go to line 4 with B. Go ahead, please.
Hello? We're having a little bit of... Keep on trying, folks, and calling back. We're having trouble with the lines lighting up and then...
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
go ahead.
Hello.
Good morning. Vicki, did you get a bag this morning?
Yeah, I mentioned the fact that we really appreciated it.
I wasn't on at the very beginning. I reacted a little slow to the radio.
Oh,
good.
That's okay. That happens.
Did you try one?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
Am I supposed to try one?
Well, yeah, there's about 4 of them that are in plastic bags.
Yeah.
And the rest of them in a, yeah.
But I got here just when we went on the air, so I really haven't had time. Why should I try one?
Because they're so good.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't really have any implements to peel them. Well, I wasn't sure if there was a different taste or this was a new...
No. No. They're just... Those are ripe. The others just came off the vine.
I kind of thought so because I could tell the difference in the texture. Yeah, that's exciting. I can't believe that you have had such a crop.
Neither could I. Last year was 50.
And this year, it according to your note, it's 700 to 900.
Yes.
900, like?
Yes.
What'd you
do? Some of them are small.
What'd you do differently? Was this the second year in the plant?
Actually, this is about the 4th year.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, for the plant, it's about the 9th year.
Oh.
But for the crop, it's about the 4th year.
Okay, because, you know, a lot of things like that do not produce the first couple of years. And the strength,
right.
The strength goes into planting, or the plant itself growing.
What are they, figs?
No. Kiwis.
Kiwis.
Okay, I just looked at them in here.
And kiwis are one of
I didn't get any, you know. It said you might share with Bob if you want to, so I wouldn't dare open them up.
And, of course, I said, you can have some. I'm not hoarding them. And we do know that you have 900, so we you're not either, I'm sure. It's too bad that the farmer's market isn't on right now because you could have a heyday down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get rid of them. Master Gardeners in Marion County will get a bunch on Monday.
That's awesome. I think that's just really terrific. Have you enjoyed growing them? I had a friend who grew them here years ago, and then another friend in Cotter who grows them. I don't know if she had a crop this year or not, but I just think that's awesome because you don't think of those as being a crop that's viable here very much. I mean,
I was told you couldn't.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you've proved them wrong.
And I don't do anything to it but water them.
That's awesome. Well, Bert, have you taken pictures of them?
No.
Of the plants?
Sure. No. What? In fact, my arbor fell down, so they're kind of a big, like blackberries or raspberry or wild blackberries. I've got to do some serious adjusting this next spring.
Yeah, I'm sorry that it fell down. Well, let us know how you're doing, and if you need any help harvesting next year, just holler.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for sharing that produce, too.
That's one
of my favorite fruits.
Good.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for
calling. Have a
good day. You do, too. Bye.
425-5522. 888-884-0364. The email address is vicki@ktlo.com. Let me check the emails right quick. Nothing showing there, and the lines are clear. It's all yours.
I think we finished up with talking about the frost tender, kind of like lettuce and things like that. I was saying that with the coming weather, you are going to need to kind of cover those and using, that was what I was talking about, the difference between straw and hay. Hay is just anything that's been gathered and been cut down, any kind of grasses, and usually contains weed seeds also. Straw is produced to be a mulch and to be a food crop, and I do know that Penny has had, now I don't don't know for sure. We'll ask her today. But she has a whole building full, usually, of straw, bales of straw. So if you're looking for straw, listen to us through the middle of the program, and we'll ask her if she's got straw, because it's the best. That's where I get mine for our garden, and it's what you want to use to protect your frost tender crops, which we're going to have really a heavy frost coming up. And we've got another call.
You must have been off last week.
We're catching up. You have two.
Yeah. Line five. Go ahead, please.
Hello. We're having trouble with that line.
I was browning when I was bringing them in.
Okay. Would you start over? Because we were on a different line. And,
I'm dialing the 5522 line.
Okay. Well, you got it now.
Okay. Yeah. This is my third try with Joseph here. We've become fast friends.
I know he'll appreciate any snacks you want to bring by, too.
Okay. I have a comment first. I was a lady who called a couple of weeks ago about my browning aloe veras as I was getting ready to bring them in. You said, don't panic. Just give them a couple of weeks and they'll green up. Well, they have. So I wanted to thank you very
terrific.
Much.
Terrific.
All
so
look
glad.
Fine.
Yes. Good deal.
And this is my first year with cannas in pots. When I cut the stalks off, can I just set the pots in the barn, or
Is the barn such that it won't freeze or anything?
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, that'll be fine and dandy.
Okay.
If it gets how low does the temperature get in there?
Oh, I'd say 60s or so.
Oh well, that's peachy.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. I'd water them periodically just so they don't dry out. They're not prone to that very much anyway. Oh, that'll be perfect spot.
Okay. Do I need to cover them with any sand or straw or anything? Cover the top of the pot. Each pot?
No, I wouldn't. If it's going to be 60 degrees, no.
Okay.
No need. You might water them, periodically, but not very often. Don't leave them mushy wet, in other words.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, no, I think that'll be fine. Is there a light source anywhere nearby?
Yeah, we've got those plastic panels in the ceiling.
Oh, okay. They should be in good shape, unless we have a traumatic, minus 14 degrees or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might want to kind of huddle them together as a group and throw some straw on them or whatever. But I think they're going to be fine and dandy.
Okay. And then I'll just repot them in fresh soil when I put them out in the spring.
I would think so. It would be helpful to them, I'm sure.
Yeah. But that beats the heck out of digging them out of the ground.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Anything like that is always, preferred.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Task-wise.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all your good suggestions.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for hanging on. We're glad we got to talk to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
It is 10:26. Back in a minute.
This is Joni inviting you to Giftique's Holiday Open House this Friday and Saturday, 10 to 5. All regularly priced merchandise store-wide is 20% off. There's unique gifts for everyone on your list. We have fall decor, beautiful Christmas decorations, aromatique, hobo, waxing poetic. It's all included. Enjoy tasting samples of Giftique's gourmet food and beverages, too. That's Holiday Open House Friday and Saturday at Giftique's, Highway 62 between Cotter and Flippin.
Our country's strength is bolstered by each community's support of our veterans and military personnel by recognizing their incredible sacrifice. Veterans Day is not a day about a card or a parade. It's about unbridled bravery, putting one's country and beliefs before everything else. Thank you, veterans. KTLO-FM 97.9 is proud to once again broadcast the Veterans Day ceremony live from St. Peter's Catholic Church on Dyer Street at 11 a.m. Brought to you exclusively this year by NEX, powered by NAEC.